Lord, welcome to the first annual AFF's Inspiration. I'm sure others are gathered on in, but we're going to get started, and I'm sure as the years go by, everybody will catch the vision and get here early. We're going to start off, Brother Gallen, where are y'all from? It's Philadelphia, okay. Okay, well, we have a wonderful treat tonight. We're going to hear from Brother and Sister Gallen. And they are from Philadelphia. And if you're from Oklahoma, you will say Mississippi. But if you're from Philadelphia, Mississippi, you say Mississippi. So they're from Mississippi. So we want them to come and bless us tonight with Singspiration.
They tell me Jesus died for my transgressions, and that he paid the price a long, long time ago, when he gave his life for me on a hill called Calvary. But there's something else I'd really like to know. Does he still feel the nails every time I fail? Can he hear the crowd cry, crucify again? Am I causing him pain? Then I know change. I just can't bear the thought of hurting him. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. It seems that I'm so good at breaking promises, and I treat his precious grace so carelessly. Oh, but each time he forgives, what if he relives the agony he felt on that tree? Does he still feel the nails every time I fail? Can he hear the crowd cry, crucify again? Am I causing him pain? Then I know I've got to change. I just can't bear the thought of hurting him. Oh, I'm tired of playing games. Lord, I really want to change. And I never want to hurt you again.
Sing it with us.
Holy, holy, holy is the Lord. Holy, holy, holy.
To praise him tonight for his holiness.
My, that was amazing. I'll tell you what, the McCameys don't have anything on them. And one reason why they don't is because they are anointed. They're apostolic. Amen. We're so excited to have Brother and Sister Frankie Martin from Houston, Mississippi. And she's coming to bless us in song. We love these people. This is my first time to meet them. My husband met them when he went to Alabama to purchase the steeple for our church. He had already been talking to them, and he stopped and met them in person. And I just fell in love with them. They're wonderful people. We're so glad they're here tonight. She's going to bless us in song. Let's worship with her.
Well, I want to say I love the Lord tonight. I appreciate him for so many things he's done for us. He's just kept us. Thank you all for letting us be in your presence at this conference. We sure do appreciate it. And y'all pray for us. Whole dark world where evolution's taught by man. They took prayer out of school and violence filled our land. They've ordered the Ten Commandments to be removed from their sight. There's one question I'd like to ask them. What's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth, and I'm not going where I should go. I'm serving Jesus with all my might. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? You may think I'm strange for living the way I do. different from this world, out of step, oh how true. Call me crazy or insane, even say that I'm not right. But there's one question I'd like to ask you, what's wrong with living right? What's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me? I'm doing what I know to do. I'm living for Jesus. He's the way, the truth. And I'm not going where I shouldn't go. I'm serving Jesus with all my might. Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right? Can anybody tell me what's wrong with living right?
There's nothing wrong with living right, is it? Well, we're excited tonight to have Brother and Sister Donnie Gregg. And it's been a unique event this year because I knew these folks 20 years ago. We've all changed a little bit. My hair got more blonde, and he lost weight. And so we got reconnected. They used to be members of my stepdad and my mother's church. And I'm telling you what, that Sister Gregg can cook. And they're wonderful people. I'm so excited to see them again. They're going to come and bless us. He is an awesome guitar picker. We like it when they have a lot of picking and grinning. So we're gonna enjoy his guitar picking, and Sister Greg's going to play. They're going to sing, and we're excited to hear from them. We need to get you a mic. Mic stand. Maybe I can hold it.
Praise the Lord, church. We have really enjoyed being here, and we're going to enjoy staying on till it's through with. How many love the Lord tonight? My. The more you fall in love with Jesus, the latter you'll get. Well, hey, even at my age. You know, I love the Lord, it says make a joyful noise. It didn't say make a joyful racket, but sometimes a racket's about all I can do. But I want to do what I can for the Lord. I love the Lord. My family loves the Lord. And we travel about 500-600 miles, I think it was, to be here. And because we love you people. We love the brothers and the sisters. But I want to sing a song tonight. Brother Frankie Martin calls it the Cotton Patch Song. But it's not about a cotton patch. But I was raised up. How many in here has ever picked cotton by hand? Stop by the road and get it. Amen. Well, you see, I grew up in the middle of the cotton field. And we didn't have insurance. We didn't even know it, but we did have assurance. But you know, when I was thinking about Sister Sussman, wagging the baby around. Used to, when the baby got sick, you know, you didn't have a car to run and jump into and run them down to the emergency room. Mama picked that baby up and walked the floors and cried and prayed, "Lord, please touch my baby, Lord." Oh, yeah. And that's what we had as kids. Our generations now is kind of spoiled. Hey, you know, the kid gets a little sniffle. Hey, I got insurance. I'm carrying this baby to the doctor. My daughter, Alita, ever since she's been big enough to talk, she didn't want to go to the doctor. She wanted mom and daddy to pray for her. And you know what? God moved. Our kids didn't hardly know what it was like to go to a doctor. This day and time, the doctors are the gods. Oh my. I didn't come here to preach, but I got to tell the truth. We got "What's Wrong with Living Right." That's a good song. "What's Wrong with Living Right." My Lord. I haven't found anything wrong with it. But you know, when you need a touch from God, there's nothing like being able to touch Him. There's nothing can come close to being touched of the Lord. Praise the Lord. I'm going to try to sing "There Ain't Nothing Like Being Able to Touch the Lord." Okay. All right. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. When I'm reaching up, He's reaching down. He's the best friend that I've ever found. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. Daniel was cast into the lion's den. They sealed it with this big old stone. And got the lid on the lion's chest. He made himself right at home. 'Cause he knew that the Lord was with him. That's why he had no fear. The next morning when the king cried, "Daniel," Daniel said, "King, I'm here." Nothing like being able to touch the Lord. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. When I'm reaching up, He's reaching down. He's the best friend that I've ever found. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. Hesitate.
looks like the Son of God to me. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. When I'm reaching up, reaching down, He's the best friend that I've ever found. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. When I'm reaching up, reaching down, He's the best friend that I've ever found. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord. There ain't nothing like being able to touch the Lord.
Ask their daughter Elite to come and sing while they're here. So she's going to come on. Last time I saw her, I think she wasn't even as big as a cotton plant. Y'all can be seated. She's grown up, made a beautiful young lady, living for the Lord.
Raised in a home of a preaching man, I heard my mom pray time and again. There's something in me, I don't want to let go. They took me to church almost every night, preaching and singing. That's been my life. It's my heritage, my Christian heritage.
Always good to see young people using their talent for the Lord. Next, we're going to bring Sister Carolyn Owens to come and bless us. and minister to us in song. Is it Owen? Angela, where did I get Carolyn? Strangela Owens.
Praise the Lord, church. You know there've been times I've been tested. Lord knows I've been tried. There've been times I've had great victories. And other times I've stopped down to cry. But when I start to sit down along the way, there is something in my soul begins to say, heaven will be worth the journey when I get there. I know heaven will be worth the journey when I get there. I know that city will be so wonderful, so bright and fair. When I see Jesus sitting on the throne,
worth the journey when we get there. Sister Leanne Morris is coming to bless us in song at this time.
Well, the only way we're all going to get there is if we just hold on, right? Just a little bit longer. I like that song that says, just hold on a little bit longer. Hold on to all the sorrows, all the trials, all the tears. It's going to be worth it all. But the only way I'm going to get there is to hold on. I've got to hold on to God's unchanging hand. Never take my hand out of his hand. Y'all worship with me.
You've asked me how it is that I'm still standing. You'll wonder how I made it through this storm. I can boast of any special powers. There's no secret, I just held on. My storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I just held on till the storm was over. It's not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I just held on. Now I can tell that things are finally happening. I've got blessings, thank God I can call my own. But there were so many times I wondered if I would make it. But while I was wondering, a hero, and I don't have all the answers. I just held on till the storm was over. It's not because I'm good, not because I'm great, not because I'm strong. I just held on. Yes, see, I held on to my faith. And I held on to God. I would not think of letting go. My foot is planted on this rock. You see, I held on to my prayers. And I held on to what he said. I held on to all that I had left. Till the storm was over. I don't claim to be a hero, and you don't need to know the answers. You just gotta hold on till your storm is over. It's not because you're good, not because you're great, not because you're strong. It's because you held on. I held on.
Next, we're going to hear from Sister Cody. She's from Brother Pickard's church. I love it when young people give their talent to worship the Lord. We got started late tonight, and we have, I think, one more left. So we're about finished up. Sister Cody, come bless us.
Somebody so would catch on fire. Come on.
last but not least, Sister Powell from Diana, Texas, is going to come and bless us. And that will conclude our Singspiration. Thank you for everybody that came and sang. Thank you for everybody that came and listened. And we're excited about what God's going to do in the service tonight.
We love the Lord to that. Hallelujah. Let him know we love him tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, this is a older song, but to me it means a lot. And you know, in Revelations it tells us there's not going to be no sorrow. There's not going to be no more sickness. Or when we get to heaven, and I know I want to be there. Because I'm tired of the way this world is. Hallelujah. G.
There's a city there. There's a city that looks o'er the valley of death. By the glory has death. Been told. I long for that city where there never is a gun, and that beautiful city of gold, where the sun never sets.
And the saints, they will never grow.